Number 43. A cryptic cult. You would expect a crumpled old crone to quietly crochet or croon silently to herself at home. You might expect her to walk with a crutch and to be quite crotchety. However, one such old woman named Cass was very cunning and became the leader of a cryptic cult. Because of the crook in her back, Cass appeared to be crouching when she walked, but this didn't cumber her at all. Cumulus clouds seemed to follow her wherever she went. How could a wizened old woman like her become the crowned leader of a cult? How did she manage to cultivate the members of the group and lead them on crusades? It was not through cronyism or through cupidity that she gained her power. Instead, she gained her followers' trust by taking them out of their state of crudity and teaching them to be cultivated individuals. If Cass found a poor beggar sleeping in a culvert, she'd roll up her cuffs and take him in. She would feed him fantastic cuisine prepared in high-quality crockery. The beggar was used to eating only the crusts or the crumbs of bread someone else threw away, so such culinary delights were fascinating to him. If the beggar was a child, she would cuddle him as if he were her own cub. She did not act as though this new guest was cumbersome at all. These poor souls were used to being treated like awkward crossbreeds instead of normal people, so they were quite happy to receive care, even from an old crone like Cass. This was the crux of her plan. It was crucial that the new guests trust her fully, so that she could get them to join the cult and believe in her strange crotchets. Eventually, her mind started to crumble, the culmination of which was a descent into madness. She started making her followers sit in cubicles in an office all day long. She would walk around the office and would sometimes stop to draw a cross on a follower's hand. She said it was a cue that this person was a culprit who needed to be culled from the cult. It was determined that the cumulative effects of many years of hard work were culpable for her craziness. Her followers decided that she must be placed in a cryogenic chamber and kept in a crypt until a cure for her insanity could be found.